I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bert Show.
There is a new law in Bertopia. Bertopia is my land. It's my land. These are my people. I am the dictator. There is no Congress. I make the rules and they must be followed or get the hell out of here. In Bertopia, the time listed on the door of your establishment and also listed on Google when you're open and when you're closed has to be 100% accurate. In other words, if it says you're open until 5 o'clock, the doors are open and you must continue to work and take customers until 5 o'clock at night.
What happened?
That's fair.
What happened? That this is a new rule in Bertopia.
So my son gets out of school at 3:30. He doesn't have a lot of time between him getting out of school and soccer practice. And he don't have a whole bunch of time. He's also kind of a last minute dude. So the prom was this weekend. The junior senior prom was this weekend. So last week, he's like, Dad, I don't have a tux, man. And the prom is Saturday. I'm like, did they change the date of the prom or something that you're all last minute on it? No, I'm a teen, man. That's pretty much what I heard. So we start going from store to store, tux place, bridal place to bridal place, to try to find somebody that in 5 days can turn around a tux rental. We ain't buying, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. One of the places that we went to in Atlanta is a bridal place that is one of the most popular in the city. I don't want to call it out by name, but I was surprised that they actually rent tuxes in this place. But they close at 5 o'clock. We had just gone to three places that either don't do rent. I think we went to Nordstrom's and you needed an appointment. And there were other places that we went that didn't do rentals. You have to purchase. And my son's not done growing, hopefully. So I wasn't going to buy anything. That's for sure. So I pull up to this bridal shop. And the closing time is 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. It is 4:50. We walk in there. Lady, very, very, very nice, turns us away and says, the registers in our place for that section are closed already. So we are closed. And I'm like, well, it says out here it's 5 o'clock. And she's like, yeah, I'm really sorry. You guys are going to have to come back tomorrow because that section now is closed. I'm saying it's 5 o'clock. Says it right there. It's 5 o'clock. It's 4:50. I got 10 minutes right here. So I just turned away. And then we went to the place that we went to last year. I don't know why we didn't just go there first time. Men's Warehouse, where they have everything and cool as hell. And he found his thing. So I don't know who's right or who's wrong here. So I'm just asking the question. In what industries should you expect to not be served if you show up blank amount of time before closing time? I asked Cassie this last week. So, for instance, if you're going someplace to get fitted, what is really the closing time? Is it 30 minutes before? Is it 15 minutes before? If a bar is open, until 2 o'clock. Really, what is the closing time? Because you can't just pull up there at 1:59 and think you're going to get in. I think you might have brought up, Cassie, last week, salons, maybe nail salons, hair salons.
Yeah, like nail salons. Like, you can't walk in 10 minutes before close and ask for a full set, because it's going to take way longer past closing.
It takes an hour and 15 minutes to do something
right.
like that.
So I guess that's my question more than anything else. 1-855-BIRCHO. What do you want them, your customers, to know? Like, look, I work in this industry. Don't show up blank amount of time right before we close, or you're going to get turned away, and this is just the industry standard. 1-855-BIRCHO.
I used to work at a vet clinic for many years, and it would drive me insane when people came in with non-emergencies. Emergency, different story. But, like, non-emergencies, and not just to buy food, but, like, for a walk-in appointment, like, 10 minutes before we closed. And I'm like, dude, there's also breakdown we have to do after we close, like cleaning cages, all that stuff. You're making the staff stay so much longer because you planned poorly.
Well, knowing that, why wouldn't the place say that their closing time is 4:30, so they have to 5 to really close? I don't know who to put this on.
I mean, that's a good point as well. I guess you would hope that people would be a little respectful. Like, because popping in to buy a bag of food for your dog, or like I said, with an emergency with your animal, completely different. But like walking in, oh, Zelda has a growth on her ear we've known about for 3 months, but we decided today, 5 minutes before you close on a Friday, that it'll be a good timing to get it checked out. I'm like, come on. You could have waited till tomorrow or Monday.
I think anything that can be done rapidly, the closing time is the closing time. So if you need to pop into a grocery store and grab something, if you need to like go into the bank and make a deposit, like anything that can be done swiftly, I feel like that, like, you can show up 5-10 minutes. Anything before that, like getting measured for a tux, which will probably take you a solid 30 minutes, showing up 10 minutes before they close, probably not the best idea.
So a bank is a really good example also. So what you're saying is, look, if you're just going in for a withdrawal,
yes,
that's nothing. But if you're going in for a loan,
yes,
that's something totally different.
Exactly.
And that's the problem, is everybody's always going to be different when they come in there. Like, I remember working in the clothing industry, and if we had 10, 15 minutes, there are people who will come in and be done in 10 to 15 minutes. But then there were also people who would come in and they'd be in the dressing room and they taking their time, and now you got to work an additional hour that you're not going to get paid for. So I understand it from both sides.
Shouldn't you prepare for that as the business for the worst possible scenario, though? So if someone's coming in for a loan, shouldn't you close at 4:30 instead of 5? Prepare for the worst?
I don't. Well, yeah, you can, but I think those are anomalies. And so why would you, you know, change your complete business structure and screw yourself out of all that 30-minute business for one person that might come in for a loan?
Hey, Jeremy, good morning. What industry are we talking about here?
Morning, guys. Love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Morning. I used to work in the restaurant business, and I'll tell you this, in the bars and stuff, if they're closing at, we'll say 1 a.m., they're closing at 1 a.m., and you come in at 12:45 for some food, trust me, those kitchen guys are going to be pissed. You're going to get your food, but it's going to be the worst food you've ever eaten.
You're done. Yeah, that's the half an hour of the pluck and drop right there.
Absolutely.
The Bird Show.